Barbadians are being urged to take note of some trends and challenges when it comes to the disposal of our waste during the period of the COVID-19 lockdown. The observations are coming from Managing Director of the Jose y Jose Group of Companies, Anderson Cherry.
So just imagine there are over 100,000 primary school students at home, 6,000 nursery, 3,000 teachers, even at the hotel workers, about 13,000 hotel workers being home. And the high concentration for those people was in the urban areas. So we had a lot of overflowing wells in apartment buildings, government units. So it was extremely busy for the company. However, for the workers, it was an experience because in terms of protecting the workers with PPE equipment and I had to get in persons to come and train in this pandemic in terms of telling them how to be in health and safety, having the correct gear, and not wanting the public to be scared when they see the guys come out in full wet white suits and full face masks and stuff. So it was an experience for us, for the company. It was an experience for the employee who still had to protect themselves, you know, taking off the gear, special gear taken off and go back to their homes. In the garbage area, which was another area that we saw the opportunity, we were able to launch the first company in Barbados that would be able to remove hazardous waste. So we had a crew with special trucks that only remove this hazardous waste, and that area is being expanded, and we are also seeking opportunities outside of Barbados to do the same. We are moving in terms of the doctor offices where we collect that hazardous waste. We collect the hazardous waste from doctor offices and other areas, polyclinics and stuff, which takes to the incinerator and being destroyed at the incinerator at the hospital. And that is a business line that we had just added.
Mr. Cherry says that they're also looking at the disposal of medical waste from homes.
I overheard the Sanitation Service Authority complaining about people putting injection needles into the garbage and stuff. So we are bringing these special boxes that people can, and households, could put that hazardous waste in that we can protect. And any person that doing home quarantine or hotels, we'll be there to collect that hazardous waste and dispose it properly at the hospital. So we are one of the few first approved companies to do such a program.
There is this reminder to Barbadians that we are a water-scarce country.
I don't want to encourage Barbadians, though, that we have to practice sanitizing. We need to be careful. We need to, when we're at the pipes, keep the pipe closed while we are soaping our hands. While we are washing clothes, we need to create a bigger load to wash your clothes, because we saw so much overflow wells. It was just amazing. It was just really amazing. And we have places like St. John who doesn't have any water. People are complaining. But yet in certain areas, we've seen an overuse of water that I have never seen before in all of my 31 years of running the company.
And here's another concern.
Over this COVID-19 period, we had a tremendous influx of chokes, of backups. People were home cooking, and they were throwing the grease down the sinks, and also in the toilets, because so many people were home using the toilets, we find a lot of wells are being choked and stuff. We want to encourage the people not to use so much wet wipes, which they don't break down into the system, and to stop dumping grease into the sewer lines.
That's Managing Director of the Jose y Jose Group of Companies, Anderson Cherry, on Sagicor's Early Business.